Here in the Daf Yomi, it's Gemara in the Darm Daf Yud Zayin. We begin at the Mishnah, five lines down, Yud Zayin Mud Aleph. We're learning today Le'ilu Nishmas Harold Engelstein, Menashe Tzvi Ben Yitzchak Isaac. What the shomes we learned for should have an aliyah from our learning. Okay, we pick up at the new Mishnah, five lines on the top, Yud Zayin Mud Aleph. And the Mishnah tells us another din where Nedarim have a strictness, a chumra to them that Shavuos don't have. And the Mishnah tells us, Yesh neder besoch neder, vein shvua besoch shvua. That a neder can be made besoch neder. What exactly does this mean? So the Mishnah tells us, Kate said, what are we referring to over here? If the person were to say, Omar, hareini nazir im ochal. Person says, I will be a nazir if I eat this kikor that's in front of me. And then he says again, hareini nazir imocha, I will be a nazir again if I eat this kikor in front of me. So then in this situation, if he eats the kikor, the ochal, so chayev al kolachas yachas, then he's chayev twice, two naziris is over here, even though he only ate one kikor. He doesn't have to eat two kikoros. He can eat just one kikor in this situation, and he'll be chayev two naziris. As opposed to, if the person were to say shvua shlo ochal, he says shvua that I will not eat this kikor, and then he repeats it, and he says shvua shlo ochal, a shvua that I will not eat this kikor a second time. So then, even if he eats this kikor, the ochal, enu chayev alachas, he's only chayev one shvua. And in a nutshell, this is because once he makes the first shvua, he makes that kikor asa to him, and the second shvua can't be chal on him because it's already asa to him. Now, the Ran has a little bit more of an arichas on this over here, and actually the Ran has a piece of missing Gemara, which we won't read from inside the first Ran in the Gemara, Kivan the Omar, but I'll say a little bit of it outside. So let's first look at the Ran, Yesh Neder Besoch Neder. And he tells us that the Gemara is going to explain the first Gemara, the Imochal Lav Dafka. You don't need the words by the Neder for him to say, Hareini Nazir Imochal, I'm a Nazir if I eat this piece of kikar, this piece of bread in front of me. Because that's not necessary. Lav davka, duadin, nami. The person would also be nazir if he just said it. Mama, hareini nazir, hareini nazir. The chayiv al kol achas v'yachas. He would have two naziris periods of time if he just said, I'm a nazir, without saying, I'm a nazir if I eat this kikar. So why did it say that? So here we have an entire extra piece that, if you look in the first Ran, in the Gemara, Kivan de Amar, he goes through some details over here telling us why this piece is excellent. But the simplest explanation, which is what we're going to go through over here, which is stated in the Ran, stated in the Rush, stated in the Tosos, is that Ela Aidi the Tana Gabi Shvua Shlo Ochal, since by Shvua he has to say, I swear I will not eat this kikar. So in that situation, he is going to need the word kikar there, because otherwise it's a Shvua on what? So it's a Shvua Shlo Ochal, a Shvua that I will not eat this kikar. So therefore, for parallelism, Tana Nami Gabi Nazir Im Ochal. Therefore, that's why it uses the Lashon over here of saying Hareini Nazir Im Ochal. But he would technically work just as well if he says Hareini Nazir, Hareini Nazir. That would be the din. Now, the chayav al kol achas the achas. He would be chayav a separate naziris for each statement that he said hareini nazir, because damrina lomar the chayav linog naziris al kol kabbalah v'kabbalah. Because here that's what the Mishnah is telling us: yesh neder besoch neder, that a neder can be chal even though you've already have a neder there. The chi omar hareini nazir. So when he says this twice, the chayav shtei naziris, or the gears in Agos Vitzionim, is chayiv stay naziris. He is chayiv two naziris over here, each one a minimum of 30 days. It's stam naziris is shloshim yom. So if you don't specify how much of a naziris you want, it's 30 days. So each one would require him to count 30 days. Mona shloshim yom, or maybe carbon. He brings the three korbanos that a nazir Torah has to bring. And then he counts the second naziris, chosim mona shloshim yom, a second time, or maybe carbon. Again, he brings the korban of a nazir Torah. Then nafkalom b'gemara. And we learn this out in the Gemara from the pasuk, mi nazir lahazir. The pasuk tells us, we'll see this in tomorrow's Shia, where we learn this out from the pasuk. Okay. The korile lahai gabna, and this is what the Mishnah refers to, this hareini nazir, as neder bitoch neder. That's what the Mishnah is referring to. Why? Why is it called neder bitoch neder? Lafishan aziris shniahi chola bitoch zman harishona. That the second aziris really takes effect while the first naziris is already underway. Ella, however, she evshlo shimane also, but he just can't start counting it ashimane as rishona until he finishes counting the first one, because if that were true, demisa the lo chayla b'shas nidro. If that were true, that it isn't chal already, it's just you can't start counting it. So hech techo liachamikan. Then it wouldn't be able to take effect afterwards. If it doesn't take effect right away, so then it wouldn't be able to take effect in 30 days, unless he specified it should only take effect in 30 days. But here, since he's saying I'm a nazir right now, so then it actually takes effect. It just is a technicality that he can't go and start counting the second one while he's still counting the first one. Can't count for two naziruses, and therefore, b'harei eino no derbi osu. Zman. He's not saying them simultaneously. We'll see at the end of today's shiur that if you were to say it simultaneously, I want to be a Nazir two times, so then that's a little bit of a different story. The Kiva, the lo chayla hashta, lo chayla nami baso zimna. Because if that were true, that it's not chal right now, so then it wouldn't be able to be chal after 30 days. Elavadai, therefore the Ran says, mi hashta hu de chayla, when he says harini nazir, the first one takes effect, then he says harini nazir, the second one takes effect right then and there. It's just the technicality that he can't start counting it until he's done with the first period of time. And therefore, mishum hachi tani yesh neder b'soch neder. That's the language over here, that you can have a neder within a neder. As opposed to by Yeshua, in the next one, he says, Yeshua's lo mishkachas trei chiyuve, lo lukos shtayim b'achil achas. You can't have one eating over here that would be mechayev you two times that you were transgressing your shvua. Why? The mikavon shomar shvua shlo ochal kikor zeh. As soon as you say, I make a shvua, I will not eat this kikor, Havale Mushba Viome. This is similar to the idea that you're already commanded from Har Sinai, and therefore you can't change by a mitzvah. You can't say, well, I'm not going to put on tefillah, I'm not going to shake a lulav, I'm not going to go and sit in the sukkah, because you're already commanded to do so. You're Mushba Viome. You swore that you would do so on Har Sinai, Nasa V'Nishma. And therefore, Vesulo Chayla Alea Shvua Shnia. And therefore, once you say, I asked myself to eat this kikar, I swear I will not eat this kikar, so it's also to you. And you can't go and reiterate that and say, I swear I will not eat this kikar. And therefore, Velo Limno Shtayim Gam Kein Delo Mishkachasla. And therefore, it doesn't happen that you can have two over here. And that's why we, by Shvua, say that there is no Shvua Chal Al Shvua. Right? So in this situation, the shvua cannot take effect. There's no place for it to go. It doesn't take effect because it's already usher. As opposed to, again, the Rana reiterates, Mashein can't be the zeris. Dini de'en loke shtayim al chila achas. Well, technically, yes, you won't be loke twice if you eat. You said, I'm going to be a nazir if I eat this kikar. So you're not going to get malchus twice. If you then break your Naziris, but the two chiyuvim take effect. Nidro, based upon when you say Harini Nazir, Harini Nazir, the Hainu Limno Shtayim, and therefore you have to count two Naziruses as opposed to Masha'en Kein Bishvuos. So a lot of Ran inside, so short shiur today, so we have a little time to do the Ran inside. The next Ran, however, adds on a little bit to the Girsa, and he talks about another alternative answer as to why he has to say Harini Nazir im Ochal Kikar, if I were to eat this Kikar. So the additional Gemara that the Ran says is missing from our Gemara discusses what the din would be if the person, in fact, ate from this Kikar, then he becomes a Nazir. He says, a Nazir if I eat from this Kikar, and then he forgets. He has a halama, and he doesn't realize that he ate from the Kikar, and he eats from it again. We have another Nazir. So the answer is yes, even though he didn't say Hareni Nazir a second time, because each time he eats in the kikar and it's a different helem, so then he would be chayv and unazira. So he discusses that, and the additional gear so discusses that as well. Okay, in any event, we'll go now to our Gemara, and the Gemara begins as follows. And here we'll have a machlokas between Rav Huna and Shmuel as to how to understand really our Mishnah. So Rav Huna says, and we're going to question Rav Huna the rest of the shiur today, on Rav Huna, Lo Shanu, he says that our Mishnah that says Yesh Neder B'Soch Neder only applies Ella when he uses the Lashon Ella Dama Hareini Nozer Hayom, and then he says Hareini Nozer Lemachar. He doesn't say that they apply to say Hareini Nozer Hayom, Hareini Nozer Hayom. He says only our Mishnah of Yesh Neder B'Soch Neder applies only when he says Hareini Nozer Hayom, and then he says Hareini Nozer Lemachar. In this way, the Neder doesn't take effect. The second Nazirus doesn't take effect the same exact time as the first Naziris. And therefore, we know the din is, for instance, I'll be a Nazir for one day, so then the minimum Naziris is 30 days. You can't be a Nazir for one day. So in this situation, Rav Huna says, the only reason why the second Neder takes effect, the second Naziris takes effect, Naziris is a type of Neder, the only reason the Naziris takes effect is because there's a one-day discrepancy between the two Naziruses. And therefore, the first one takes effect, the second one takes effect simultaneously, that would actually not be good. It's only because the second one goes one day longer than the first one. So that second day, going one day longer, as soon as you have one day of Naziris, boom, you have to have 30 days of Naziris. So therefore, that's why Rav Huna says in our Mishnah, Yesh Neder B'Soch Neder, there's a Naziris on top of a Naziris, because they don't overlap perfectly. And the reasoning is, the Gemara says, Demigu, they call me Tosef, Yomo Yesera, Chayla Naziris Al Naziris, because you have that extra day, that one extra day that they don't overlap, that kicks in and makes the second Naziris a full 30-day additional Naziris. Therefore, Rav Huna says, and this is what we're going to question the rest of the shiur today. Rav Huna says, "Avol Amar Hareini Nazir Hayom, Hareini Nazir Hayom." Ain't Chol Naziris Al Naziris. If the two Naziruses are exactly the same, even though we iterated them in two separate iterations, he says Hareini Nazir Hayom, and then he repeats and says Hareini Nazir Hayom. Rav Huna says this would not be Yesh Neder Besoch Neder. The second Neder, the second Naziris, would not take effect. That's Rav Huna's din, and we're going to question this, as I said, the rest of the Shia. Shmuel disagrees. Shmuel understands our Mishnah the simple way that we probably all thought it was meant to be understood. Shmuel Amar, no, even Afil Amar Hareini Nazir Hayom, and then he says again Hareini Nazir Hayom. So he says two Naziris are exactly overlapping the whole time. Nevertheless, Chol Naziris Alei, the Naziris is Chal, the second Naziris is Chal, based upon the understanding that we had in the Ran, that it technically does take effect. It can't be counted, but it takes effect upon the first one, and therefore, as soon as the first one is done, the second one will automatically then have to be counted. So it's two separate Naziris, even if he says, Hareini Nazir Hayom, Hareini Nazir Hayom. So fundamental difference between Rav Huna and Shmuel. Now the Gemara is going to question Rav Huna. Ula Rav Huna, you have a bigger chiddush that you could have said, rather than saying the difference between Neder and Naziris. Neder is Yesh Neder, Besoch Neder, and Shua, there is no Shua on top of a Shua, so you should have made a distinction, Mineu Bei, and said, yes, sometimes a Neder is Chal on a Neder, and sometimes a Neder is not Chal on a Neder. That's what you should have said, according to Rav Huna, if you're correct, because you differentiate between Neder and Neder. Instead of saying differentiate between a Neder and a Shua, would have been a bigger chiddush to be differentiating between a Neder and a Neder. So therefore, the more questions, Rav Huna, Adetona ain't Shua b'soch Shua, instead of giving us the new din about a shvua not being chal on a shvua, would have been a bigger chiddush to say, listen, yesh neder b'soch neder, sometimes there is a neder b'soch neder, but then sometimes there ain't neder b'soch neder, sometimes there isn't a neder b'soch neder. For example, hareini nazir, if a person says, hayom hareini nazir l'malchah, that's when a neder, yesh neder b'soch neder. So that's when the naziris, the second naziris takes place, even though you had a first naziris because of the one day that's not overlapping, and demigu de kumitos if yom yisera chal and naziris al naziris. So that's the understanding that we have according to everybody, and that's what Rav Huna says. There you have a nether on top of a nether. But if a person were to say, like Rav Huna said, hareini nazir hayom, hareini nazir hayom, so then in that situation, and we turn to Yizayin on the days, ain't nether besoch nether. So why didn't Rav Huna give us that diuk over here and say, instead of just blanket, a nether can be chal a nether, and a shua can't be chal on a shua, you should have said, no, even a nether sometimes can't be chal on a nether. Sometimes it can, but sometimes it can't. That would have been a big chiddush. The Gemara says, you're right, kasha. So it's a little bit questionable. It's not a tiyufta. It's a little bit questionable as to why it didn't say it that way. And the simple answer could be, again, when you have kasha, the Gemara has an answer, just doesn't give it. The simple answer would be, okay, so Rav Huna didn't make that deal. The bottom line is, it's not incorrect what he said, but it could have made a bigger deal, but he didn't. Okay, the Mishnah didn't make such a deal. We're going to continue the question of Huna. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Yesh Neder B'soch Neder V'in Shua B'soch Shua. Our Mishnah said, there's a Neder that can be Chal on a Neder, and Naziris can be Chal on a Naziris. Again, Neder is what the Mishnah uses, but it gives the example of a Naziris. So Naziris is a type of Neder. So there is a Neder that can be Chal on a Neder, and there's no Shua that can be Chal on a Shua. Hechi Dami. So now we analyze this a little bit more. What exactly are we referring to? Elay, if you're going to tell me that our Mishnah is referring to Dama Hareini Nazir Hayom, Hareini Nazir L'malchah, if you're going to tell me that our Mishnah is talking about where the person said, like Rav Huna, that a person said he's a Nazir today, and then he says, I'll be a Nazir tomorrow, and therefore it's not Chal on the same exact period of time, and because there's one day of non-overlap, so that kicks in the second full 30-day Naziris, like Rav Huna says, if you're going to tell me that's what our Mishnah means, so then you have to compare it to Shvua. Shvua then has to be the same circumstances. So then, if that's what the Neder, Chal on Neder is talking about, that he says two different things, Hareini Nazir Hayom, and then he says Hareini Nazir L'malchah, so then by Shvua it has to be the same, to Einim, because of Yom HaShvua Shlo Chal on Ovim. Then it would be that the person is saying two different things, also by the Shvua. So he makes a Shvua, I will not eat, and he makes a Shvua, I will not eat on Ovim. So then why wouldn't that be Chal? Of course that would be Chal. Amai Lo Chal Shvua Shvua. So if you're saying it's comparable, so then it's a Shvua, it would also be Chal on Shvua. The person says, I swear I will not eat Atenim, the figs, today. And then he makes another Shvua, I swear I will not eat on Ovim today. So then they both are Chal. So if this is comparable to the first case, that it's two different things, Hareini Nazir Hayom, Hareini Nazir L'malchah, so the second part is also equivalent, and it should be Chal, Shlo Chal Teinim, because of Amai Shlo Chal Anovim, it should be Chal, Amai Lo Chal Shua Shua. So obviously that can't be what the Mishnah is talking about. So What is an example of a shua not being chal on a shua? Has to be a little bit different according to Rav Huna, because the Reisha is talking about harini nosar yom, harini nosar machar. So then the sefer would have to be according to Rav Huna. You go and do amar shua shlo ochal teinim, because of amar shua shlo ochal teinim. So then the comparable thing would be that he says, I will not eat teinim, and then I will not eat teinim. That must be what it's talking about. But then you have to say Naziris has to be the same thing as well. So then the Kavase got be Naziris Hechidomi. So now here's the Kash on Rav Huna. If you're telling me that the second part, the Shua part, that it's not Chal Shua Al Shua, is he saying, I will not eat to Einim. I will not eat to Einim. So the analogous first part, the Yesh Neder, Shechol Al Neder, has to be talking about the Kavase got be Naziris Hechidomi, Dama Reini Nosar Yom, Reini Nosar Yom. Not like Rav Huna said, like Shmuel said. Nevertheless, it says, Uktani Yesh Neder, Soch Neder. Must be that that works, and therefore kasha le Rav Huna. Here you have a real kasha on Rav Huna. So how would Rav Huna say that you have to learn the Mishnah? So he says, no, you learn the Mishnah in the following way. The Mishnah is, Amar loch Rav Huna, Masnisen, the way the two cases are analogous to each other is, the Amar harini nosa yom, harini nosa wach. No, as I said, the only time neder, it's halal neder, is he says, I'll be a nosa today, and I'll be a nosa tomorrow. And there's that one day of non-overlap, and that's why the second neder kicks in. Then how are you going to learn it by Shvuah? It has to also be something that is a little bit different. So then, the Kavase Gabi Shvuah, what's the analogous case by Shvuah, where Shvuah is not Chala Shvuah, according to Rav Huna? Has to be comparable to Harini Nosu Ayom, Harini Nosu L'machar. So what's the analogous case by Shvuah? The Kavase Gabi Shvuah, the Omar, he says, Shelo Ochal Te'enim. The guy says first, I swear I will not eat Te'enim. And then, because of your Omar, and then he goes and says, Shvuah, I make a Shvuah, Shelo Ochal Te'enim. The anovim, I will not eat teinim. Yes, but I also will not eat anovim. So the second one is not the same as the first one. And here, the second shvuah is not chal. And the question is, the lo chayla, why not? Gemara tells us it's not chal. That's Rav Huna's answer. But the question is, why is it not chal? So the Rosh explains the Dibur Maskil Omalei Rav Huna. So he says the law. I mean, we don't say over here migu the chayla shvuah anovim. We don't say, since the Shua is Chal on the Anovim, it's also going to be Chal on the Te'enim. Because the Mezirus Nami ain't Isser Chal al Isser, Lishayat Beis, even Rav Huna says, by Mezirus, if you say, Harini Nosar Yom, Harini Nosar Yom, it won't be Chal. The only reason it's Chal, Yesh Neder Chal al Neder, Ela Shicholu Ze Achar Ze, because they don't occur at the same time. Because you have that extra day. That's why it's Chal, Yesh Mezirus Hayom, and he says, I'll be a Nazir tomorrow. So that situation, you have the extra day. But that doesn't apply here in the Shvuah where he says, I will not eat teinim. He swears I will not eat teinim. And then he swears and he says, I will not eat teinim and anovim. Why is that? Because the im haisa chala Shvuah shnia. If the second Shvuah would be chal, that I will not eat teinim and anovim, I mischayev alachilas teinim v'anovim shtayim. Then when he eats the teinim the second time and he eats anovim, he'll be chayev twice. But that's not true. Hilkach. Why can't the second shvuah take effect? Unless he eats the te'enim and he's over the first one. So the minute he eats the te'enim, he's over the first one. Ukvar mushva the omeid who al te'enim mishvuah rishona, and that was already asked to him. So it can't take effect on the second part, on the second shvuah, and therefore lo chaylo klal. Therefore, it doesn't take effect on the anovim as well. Al anovim. So that's Rav Huna's understanding. He says if a person says, Harini Nosar Yom, Harini Nosar L'machar, that's analogous to saying, Shvua, that I won't eat Teinim today, and I won't eat Teinim and Anovim today. And since it can't be Chal, the Rosh says, on the Teinim the second time, it's also not Chal on the Anovim. And that's why you don't have Shvua Al Shvua. Mora says that Rabba disagrees with Rav Huna. V'omer Rabba, Rabba says, if a person says, Shvua Shelo Ochal Teinim, and then he says, in that situation, Rabba holds, if he eats the te'enim, and then he goes, v'hifrish carbon, and he sets aside the carbon to bring for being mechel, his first shvuah. Okay, he sets aside the carbon, he didn't bring it, but he set it aside. Then the chazar, the ochal anovim, and then he goes and eats the anovim, so now the anovim are by themselves. Because the Teinim is already taken care of by bringing the first carbon. He's mafresh, he didn't bring it. He's mafresh the first carbon. So the Teinim are out of the picture, so to say. And in this situation, Rabbi says, Havilhu anovim chatzishir. So the grapes are only chatzishir. And that's why they mevim carbon a chatzishir. But the implication is, Alma, if he had said, Hey, Chadom, Shvuah, Shlo, Chateinim, And he wasn't matrisha karban. So then, migu the chol shua l'anavim, since the shua is chal on anavim, chay lo na mial tenim, then it is also chal on the tenim. And it's only because it was mafrish the karban that Rabbi says in that situation, you don't have the second shua being chal, that you have to bring a karban for it, because it's only a chatzi shir, but it is chal. So therefore, Rabbah disagrees with Rav Huna. And the kasha returns on Rav Huna. So Mark gives a simple teretz. Rav Huna lo shir like a Rabbah. So he disagrees with Rabbah. He doesn't hold that it would be effective in that situation. And therefore, the kasha raised by Rabbah doesn't apply to Rav Huna. Now why not? So in the Likutei Rashi, in the Dibra Masel V'Ochal Tenu, which is the Rashi on the real Gemara in Shavuos, it's the real Rashi, so he brings down the Helem Shvua Achrona, that he's talking here, we ate the Te'enim, forgetting about the first Shvua. But the Hifrish Karbon, because of the Ochal Anovim, the Helem Shvua Rishona, and he ate that Anovim, forgetting about the first Shvua, the Kivan Shehifrish Karbon, Al HaTe'enim, Sulo Mitztarfe Anovim Badayu, the Achyuve Ashvua Sukhaimosa. And in this situation, the eating of the grapes cannot combine with the eating of the tanim to make them chayiv a second time. It's just the grapes, and that's only chatzi shir, and that's why you're not chayiv. Okay, so Rav Huna gets around this second challenge to him by saying he doesn't understand the Mishnah and Shavuos the same way Rabbah did. Fine, try again. Meisve, we're going to try to slug up Rav Huna from the following braisa. Mishen nazar shtei naziros. If a person makes two naziros, what does he say? Hareini nazir, hareini nazir. So mana es harishona, he goes and counts the first naziris 30 days and the hifrish korban, and he goes and separates his korbanos. But then he says, you know what? I don't want to do this again, and I'm going to be shoel on my first naziris. I'll do hataras nedarim on my first naziris. The nishal olea, and they were okerit meikara when you do hataras nedarim, so that it uproots it as if it never existed. So now he never made that first naziris, even though he did, and it was mafrish's korban. So now, boom, the second naziris kicks in. And also lo shni of a rishona, and the 30 days that he already counted naziris now will be fulfilling the second naziris that he said, and not the first naziris, because the first naziris is totally okar, as Yerush says in Dibur Maskil. Also lo shni of a rishona lefi shachochem, when you do hataras nedarim hachochem okar haneder meikaro. This is more we had in Kesubis not that long ago, and therefore hilkach. Azale Nidra Kamar, the first Naziris is totally gone. The first Nether is totally gone. And the Chaylas, Naziris Shnia, and the second Nether already had kicked in, like we're saying. And therefore, you just couldn't count it. But now you can count it. Uvinian Rishon also learned Naziris Shnia. And therefore, the 30 days that you counted, they all only weren't able to kick in for the second Naziris on a technicality, but it was Chal. And therefore, now that the technicality is removed, the first Naziris has been Nakar, may L'chatchila, and therefore the second Naziris kicks in me L'chatchila, and therefore this 30 days that you counted and the carbon that you were mafrish can go for the second Naziris. That is what the Brisa says. Now, Gemara says, what exactly is the case over here? Hechidami. If you're going to tell me that it's like Rav Huna says, and then he said, so then, am I also lo shnia b'rishona? Then how did the second one kick in and fulfill the 30 days, it is only 29 days, because that one started Lamachar. So how could he say, yes, I'm going to bring my carbon today, and I finished my 30 days of Naziris. He only finished 29 days of Naziris. So obviously, it can't be. Elipshita, it's obvious that the case must have been Dom Hareini Nozer Hayom, and then he said Hareini Nozer Hayom, exactly like Shmuel explains our Mishnah, but Kasha on Rav Huna, and we turn to Yuchesel and Aleph. V'etiyufta the Rav Huna, and this is going to be a kasha on Rav Huna, as the top mafari says over here to you, to the Rav Huna, the midiktani also shnia b'rishona. The simple understanding of the second one takes the place of the first one. Mechal the nazirus shnia nami chayli alei, that the second nazirus was chal already, and it's hareini nazar yom, hareini nazar yom, because if it was hareini nazar yom, hareini nazar lamacher, the second one wouldn't be complete. So this is the tiyufta on Rav Huna. This is a tiyufta. This is a very, very strong kasha. How does Rav Huna get out of this? Lo, he says, no. Li'olam, we could be talking here in this price, Hareini Nozer Yom, Hareini Lamacher, exactly as I'm saying, Rav Huna. Hareini Nozer Yom, Hareini Nozer Yom, wouldn't be Chal. But when he says, Hareini Nozer Yom, Hareini Nozer Lamacher, that is Chal. Aye, then what do you do and say over here? Am I also lo shnia? Kai telling me the second one is going to fulfill the obligation that he had done with the first one. It's only 29 days. It's not 30 days. So it means, when it said, also Lerishona, Levarni, how Yom Yisera. It meant that, yeah, he fulfills 29 of the 30 days. Yeah, he'll have to have one more day because it's only 29 days. But it will count for those first 29 days. And the 30th day, tomorrow, he'll be done with his Naziris and bring his Korbanos, and life is good. So Rav Huna says, it's not a kasha me, this price is not a kasha me, it's not a tiyuf to me, because I just understand it. When it says, also lo shniya berishona, it means when he finishes the shniya, one more day, that's when it's going to fulfill it. Okay, that's teretz number one. Alternatively, teretz number two, inami, kigon, shekibel shtei nezirus bevachs achas. He took upon himself simultaneously two nezirus. He didn't say, harini nos vayom, harini nos vayom. The price is that he said, harini, he takes upon himself chayev nezirus shtayim. I'm accepting upon myself two nezirus bevas achas. That's the way Mefarish understands it. Alternatively, the Mefarish says, also, you look in the top rush over here, he says, kigon dom areya lai beis nezirus, and he took upon himself two nezirus simultaneously, or odiyamar harini nazir im ochal. He says, I'll be a nazir, and then he says, I'll be a nazir if I eat. Here he says the lashon, if I eat. And then the ochal. So now he ate, and it goes on both of those two statements. Daita chalu olav shtei neziros kiachas. Here, it's as if he said it simultaneously, that both of them should occur at the same time. So again, the Braisa doesn't pose a contradiction to Rav Huna's understanding of our Mishnah. Rav Huna says, our Mishnah is talking about only harini nazir yom, harini nazir l'mocher. I, the Braisa. The Braisa can be understood in two different ways. Either, when it says, also lo shniya berishona, it means that 29 days of the Shnia will be also with the 30 days of the Rishona, but the first day, which wasn't the second Nezirus Chal, won't count, and he has to count one more day. Teretz number one, alternatively, Teretz number two. The Braisa is talking about where both the Nezirus will Chal simultaneously through one of the ways that we just mentioned. Either he says, I'm taking upon myself two Nezirus, Bavas Achas, or he said that I'll be a Nazir if I eat this Kikar, he knows if I eat this Kikar, and then he ate the Kikar, so he's a Nazir twice. So in that situation, it takes effect Bavas Achas. And that's why over here in the Braisa, it is different than in the Mishnah. And the Mishnah must be talking about Rav Huna says, Hareini Nazir Hayom, Hareini Nazir L'Machar. So we get out of this Tiyufta to Rav Huna as well. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll pick up in the Gemara here tomorrow, continuing questions on Rav Huna Shita, but this is a good break point. With this, we conclude today's Shir.